You know him from one of the most successful groups in music, NSYNC. Movies like My Big Fat Greek Wedding, Broadway, Dancing with the Stars, Family Feud. Oh, my gosh. Now a new show on the Game Show Network called Common Knowledge. It debuts Monday at 5:30. Joey Fatone, how are you, Big Daddy?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing, man?
We're great. Listen, man, tell us about this new show. It's intriguing. It's interesting. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's one of those games where you happen to just watch and you get sucked in and you can't help it. It's basically called Common Knowledge. It's two teams of three, whether they're family members, they can be friends, neighbors, relatives, Bible studies, doesn't matter what it is. And they usually get together, and basically what we do is we obviously battle out between two teams, hopefully get a chance to win $10,000. And the questions are basically everyday questions that everyone should know, or they think.
But it sounds like a lot of fun, and you're the perfect host for that because you have hosted so many wonderful people in your great career, among them my partner here, Kristen, who is a little bit too much of a fan of you, Joey.
Hi, Joey. How are you?
Sorry.
Joey, I'm not going to lie. I have on an NSYNC t-shirt right now. I have my Joey and Lance bobbleheads next to me. I am so excited to talk to you right now.
Hey, there is nothing wrong with that. You keep the dream alive.
Thank you. I will. I am your number one fan. So tell me, with this, did you have any of those moments where something stumped you on the show?
Oh, no, there's many times, many times. We shoot a lot of episodes in over, I can't remember how many days or whatever. It's literally like 65 episodes in like 2.5 to 3 weeks, I think we shot. So there were a lot of questions thrown out there when we were doing the game. So there was some that completely stumped me. It's really even funnier to watch other people. Like sometimes there's like even nurses that are like, oh, I know this. You know, I was, you know, doing this class in A, B, C, D, whatever. And then they get it wrong, which is even funnier.
Right. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and then you prove it out, which is a great thing, too. It's not we just go, oh, wrong answer, sorry.
Right.
No, wrong answer. Let me explain to you why.
It's
and
fun.
I think that's what's fun about it. Anybody can watch it. It's a game for all family members. And again, it gets people talking. It's really funny to watch people get into it as you're watching it, you know, and as you're obviously asking the questions, you see even the audience members are going, trying to whisper, and you're like, no, you can't say anything.
Right? That's awesome. All right. So keeping the NSYNC dream alive, because, you know, I am the number one fan. Will we ever see an NSYNC reunion?
Oh,
you got the
gosh.
Backstreet Boys coming back, New Kids on the Block. What about NSYNC? I need this to happen.
It's one of those. It's like finding Sasquatch. No, man. These questions to these answers can never be explained or even known just because of the fact that, you know, it takes five guys to get together to sit down and go, hey, are we going to do this or not? And that's honestly something that we've never even really done before. We actually have merch out. I don't know if you're wearing a new shirt or an old shirt.
It's got glitter.
Right now.
I mean, you're looking exceptionally young in this shirt.
So to speak.
But we do have merchandise out. We do actually all talk to each other because, of course, we have to approve these things. So when the things get approved, we actually are on conversation, all five of us. Do we approve it? Do we not? You know, so we've been doing stuff like that, but we haven't really gotten together to say, hey, are we going to do something together or not? And I know right now that's not even in reach just due to the fact that, of course, I'm hosting a show called Common Knowledge. Justin's on tour right now, back on tour for Vocal Rest, so he just started back up again in the beginning of the year. Lance does a radio show, JC is producing, and Chris is being a dad.
Wow.
So it's kind of hard for all of us to kind of get together right now at the moment, but you know what? Never say never. I will say that.
You're making my dreams come true.
Kristen just wants to know if you remember the meet and greet from, what, 15 years ago?
I have never had the privilege to meet you. Listen, I've never had the privilege to meet you and Lance, but if you ever come to Pittsburgh, we will take you to Permane's and treat you right.
Joey, stay away.
You know that there have been many times I've been to Pittsburgh, and I'll explain to you why. I was over at the Benenim Theater.
Yes.
Doing the CLO Summer Stock stuff. I was actually out there doing a couple years ago. I did Producers, and I also did 42nd Street.
Yes, you killed it. People loved you. It was like.
I've hung out over by Allegheny, actually, if you want me to go there.
I will go anywhere with you.
Yeah.
Joey, again, I say this.
The Allegheny people, if you know where that is.
Oh, yeah.
Joey, I say this. Please be careful, okay?
It was good. There was nothing wrong with it. I loved it. It reminded me of freaking New York.
Oh, love it. Well, thank you so much for calling today. You are just making my whole day, perhaps my whole 2019.
Wow.
Well, I hope so. I guess basically it's a good start for 2019.
Yes.
I'm glad I can make that dream come alive for you.
You're a good man, Joey. Congratulations. Good luck with the show. We'll be watching Monday at 5:30 on the Game Show Network. Enjoy.
Yes, please do. Weekdays. Check it out. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, brother.
Bye-bye. Bye.